Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. This evening's episode is entitled The Divine Warrior Hung Up His Bow After the Great Flood. I'm going to be reading this evening from Genesis chapter 6. I'm going to begin at verse 1, and we're going to read down through to verse 6. So Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. Verse 1, quote, when men began to increase in number on the earth, and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose. Then the Lord said, my spirit will not contend with man forever, for he is mortal. His days will be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God went to the daughters of men and had children by them. They were the heroes of old, men of renown. The Lord saw, this is a very important term, the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. So I'm going to stop there for a moment, unquote. And there is a lot here. And so in Genesis 6, in these verses, we have the foundation, as it were, as to the reason for the flood, or the Mabul. In chapter 6, Yahweh grieves over the Adam. And so we have this, this statement in verse 5, the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become. And so the term that's used here for wickedness is the Hebrew term ra, and it means universal perversion that had taken over everyone's society. Ra also means the breaking up or ruin within oneself, and it also embraces what happens to those within the sphere of the one who has produced this type of evil. And so in this term, this one term, ra, we are made to understand that one's deeds and one's consequences are what? And so it is imperative to understand that in Hebrew, one's actions and one's and the consequences thereof are united. This is very different, a very different understanding of reality that we have in the West. In the West, persons do not necessarily believe that their actions have consequences. Now, I say that they do not necessarily believe that this is true, but nevertheless, it is true because the universe has a moral foundation. The universe is not it or that. The universe is not inert matter that man can manipulate to his liking. Although there are attempts to do so, and in very evil ways that I'll discuss at on a later program. But the universe has a moral foundation because the creator of universe is moral. That is, he is moral nature. He is the essence of moral nature. And so God is grieved that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only ra all the time. And so as a result, God was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. And so man had abandoned God, and he had gone his own way. So we are looking at the consequences of atheistic, autonomous atheism. Does not acknowledge, or atheism supposedly states that there is no God. Ah, theism. It is the negation of theism. It is to say that God does not exist. Here we see what the consequences of the practice of atheism has done. We see the consequences thereof. God will act, and God will always judge sin. Man's sinfulness is dominating society, and there is no desire to have God in his life. There's no desire for God at all. And so God has now determined that he will make an end of this experiment in atheism. Notice, this is an experiment in atheistic behavior, and it results in intellectual autonomy. It results in moral autonomy. And so therefore, man is living within this matrix of a false ontology or a false way of being. So he has deliberately left the creator. And so as a result, God is bringing judgment on man by destroying the earth. God's going to remove the foundation upon which man has built his very prideful world. God is going to dismiss it. And so this flood, as it is called, or this deluge, is directly created with creation. It is, in fact, the reverse of creation. It is essentially de-creation, D-E, creation is de-creation. And so what we have, what we're going to have is the ontologic collapse of the antediluvian world. It will be no more. And so, originally, the term Mabul, or flood, denoted the heavenly part of the cosmic ocean. And so, we will see with the term the foundation of the great deep is none other than the primeval sea. In Genesis 1, we read that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was void and without form, and darkness was, or Koshek, was over the face of the roaring deep. And God said. So here is the reverse of creation. Here is the collapse of that world that had corrupted itself. And God is at war with man. He is now at war with him. Verse 11 of chapter 6, now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. The end result of humanism is always violence. The end result is always violence. And so Noah was given instruction by God to build a tiba or ark. And this tiba was designed to float, not to sail. And in chapter 7, verse 1, then the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, not go, but come into the ark. Do you see the difference? You and your whole family, because I have found you righteous. So, please read Hebrews 11:7. So Noah will walk or go into the ark, and he will be in this world. He would be between the already and the not yet. He would be within this ark of safety, this ark of salvation that had only one window, and that window was in the top. So he would be saved. And we read in verse 5 of chapter 7, and Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. And so, after Noah enters into the ark, we read that the floodgates, the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened, and rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. So, the plates, the ocean basins were pouring out water. And we read that the windows of heaven were open. So God is once, he is creating the primeval sea once again. He is collapsing the environment of man. The experiment is over. And this is the will of God. What a frightening and terrible thing. But the divine warrior has taken out his bow and he is fighting against a man who has made himself the enemy of God. This flood narrative should be studied very carefully. One should devote a lot of time to the study of the flood narrative in a very prayerful manner. One should understand why this came about and why God did such a thing. Notice, the evil that was upon the earth, the perversion, and what it had created, abnormal, abnormality and sinfulness, and God made an end of it. In my next show, we're going to continue this discussion of the divine warrior, because I want you to see the divine warrior not only in Genesis, but also in the book of Exodus, and also in Isaiah, and also in the book of Revelation. A very important spiritual topic. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful evening.